Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Iowa Department of Public Health, Public Information, Social Marketing Coordinator Gina Jones to talk to us about the statistics of colon cancer in Marion County. Thank you very much for joining us today, Gina. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month in March, and there are some interesting statistics about colon cancer in Marion County. Tell us about some of these statistics.
I will do that. Thank you so much for inviting me to join you. I always am passionate about talking about colorectal cancer and Colorectal Cancer Month in March. Marion County has some interesting statistics. According to the Iowa Cancer Registry, about 52% of females have been diagnosed with colorectal cancer, and about 48%, and those were over the time period from 2007 to 2011. So those were just diagnoses within that time period. And in looking at that, the majority of those cancers were kind of falling in the age ranges of 55 to 74. However, Marion County does have a little bit higher incidence rates in people over the ages of 75. So we're, I think, kind of needing to focus on making sure that everyone, and especially maybe the older population, is getting screened.
And that is pretty significant, and considering while Marion County does have a rather small population, when it comes to those people that are diagnosed, there's about a 33% mortality rate when it comes to colon cancer in Marion County. When you look at the statistics from the Iowa Cancer Registry website, what are some things that people need to do in order to prevent this?
I think the number one thing that we really encourage people to do is to get screened. We want to get people talking about colorectal cancer because it's kind of that unspoken disease that nobody really wants to talk about. But we want people to know that there's screening options. In a perfect world, we'd love everybody to get a colonoscopy, but we understand that they can't due to barriers, whatever those might be. And so there are screening options. So if a colonoscopy isn't an option, you know, talk to your physician about getting a high-sensitive, high-quality fecal occult blood test. We want people to know that they can reduce their risks of getting colorectal cancer by not smoking, by reducing alcohol consumption. We want people to eat diets that are healthy, that are full of fruits and vegetables, that they're getting in physical activity, and just kind of reducing a lot of processed meat intake. So there are some ways that you can reduce your risks, and I think that's something that people need to know about. We also want people to just talk about it in your family. So if you have a history of precancerous polyps or colorectal cancer, you know, to let family members know about that, because if somebody had precancerous polyps, let's just say when they were 52 they got screened, their first-degree relatives are going to need to start screening at 42. So say a son or a daughter would have to start screening early if you have a family history of colorectal cancer, polyps, or some of those family diseases that kind of fall under the colorectal cancer umbrella. I think the main point that I want your listeners to know about is that colorectal cancer is a very preventable and treatable disease. If you get screened early and you catch the disease in an early stage, there's a 90% survival rate. If you catch the disease in the later stages, there's really a poor prognosis, and it makes treatment a lot more severe, a lot harder to go through. So I guess what we really want to make sure is making sure that you're getting screened. It is the one cancer that through preventative screening, you can actually prevent a cancer diagnosis altogether.
Now, what are some things that the Iowa Department of Public Health is doing to help inform people about the risks of colon cancer, and where can people find out more information on how to prevent it?
There's a number of great resources out there that we kind of work with. The American Cancer Society always has great information on colorectal cancer, and they actually just released kind of a facts and figures document that has some good statistics. Locally here, we have a great nonprofit organization that we work really closely with, and it's called the Colon Cancer Foundation of Iowa. The Iowa Department of Public Health, we try to do lots of education and awareness activities. So I think just trying to do some of these activities to get people talking about it and get them aware of it. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in Iowa and in the nation, and it's the most preventable disease through getting screened.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Iowa Department of Public Health, Gina Jones, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.